dear. I realize now how odd it might have sounded when I said your baby Quentin was beautiful. Is it strange that I use that word? I've been thinking about your question. What was it like for me to know you only by touch? I myself would never have put it that way, that I knew you only by touch. I would say, rather, that I knew you also by touch. After all, I could hear you, I could smell you, I could taste you with kisses. Now that you are a father, you will understand how thoroughly a baby's presence fills the air. Perhaps I pay more attention to these other things than you will with Quentin, since you can see him. Got to know you, mainly with my hands. When I fed you, I would put my finger on your mouth and zoom with the spoon to find where my finger was. That's just common sense. Touch is also how I knew what you looked like, if you will. How I knew that, as a baby, you were quite bald, like a hard, fuzzy, unripe peach warmed by sunshine. It's how I knew that you shot up 2 centimeters in a fortnight, that you had lovely small ears, unlike your father. Other people told me about things like the color of your eyes, the freckles on your nose. I can't say the information meant much to me, even though I can still remember that blue is the color of clear skies and parakeets, that when I was 10, I thought boys with freckles were cute. I assumed you were beautiful. about your face, then you will know about Quentin's. I would shape the high forehead, the straight nose, the round cheeks. But I could never know its full range of expression, I suppose. What did your face look like when you scored that penalty shot when you were 8? Did you smile? Did your jaw drop open? Your eyebrows shoot up? I never knew. I didn't know what you looked like. But I imagine I knew what you were like at that moment. The way your whole body and mind contracted into a ball of concentration. And then burst up and out. An explosion of muscles, ligaments, heat, breath, joy. I don't know quite how to explain it. I guess from the time of my blindness, people became less physical and more abstract. Even you. It's rather like the way that in a dream, you sense that someone is there. You'll know exactly who it is. Gretchen, Quentin, old Spud, whoever. But you won't exactly have seen them. Does this happen to you? It happens to me, both asleep and awake. You are terribly important to me, but the physical just doesn't come into it that much. That may sound a little otherworldly, like angels being both beautiful and invisible. But that's more or less what it's like. Isn't that odd? I don't know.